Okay, if I haven't driven you off yet, this is Woody, your host for The Bigger Picture, unifying true faith with right political action, courtesy of AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia, WCGA. And this is segment 3 of program 6 on the 10th of June. And I've been talking to you about what America needs to do and how we... What are you doing, Cindy? What are you doing?
Hey, you need to listen to your wife here.
I will. Okay.
You need to explain to the people what the 8 doctrines are. Can you do that?
I hope so. You want to do it?
No, I'm going to let you do it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to practice those 2 famous words I told you about before. I'm successful marriage, 53 years. 2 greatest words are, yes, ma'am. I think she's been sitting here listening to me for this program and the previous one, and so I it occurs to me she's probably right. I keep talking about the 8 basic doctrines, the 3 necessary orientations. Let me just go back and repeat what those are for your understanding. This is the common ground that I hope puts us on 1 Corinthians 1:10. You know, the Lord speaking through Paul said, you know, I beseech you through the by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak and believe the same thing, there be no division among you. And in the body of Christ and in the body politic of the Republican Party and what has been traditionally moral America, there has become a lot of division. A lot of it is over the faith system and the different doctrines in it. But I've done some research and I wrote a book called The Bigger Picture. Sounds like the name of this program. Published it 10 years ago. It's kind of an old book. But in it, I cite 8 doctrines that are common to the effective Christianity or the true Christianity that has really been behind the evolution of the great nation of America. And then there are 3 necessary orientations that grow out of that. So let me repeat them quickly. 8 great doctrines that are common to Christians. So if you're Catholic or you're Protestant or you're evangelical or you're whatever, you may understand that these are doctrines that belong to you. At least 6 of the 8 are. There'll be a little bit of dissension on number 7 and number 8. But for right now, at least the first 6 are common ground, and the last 2 can be and should be. Okay? And the first is the greatest of all the Christian doctrines. It deals with the fatherhood of God. There's no other religion in this world, no other faith system that understands that God is our Father. He loves us like a father. He's not some great monolithic idol with a fierce countenance on its stone face, requires people to bow down and offer human sacrifice. He's a loving Father, and He's got a purpose for each and every life, and He knit us together in our mother's wombs. The fatherhood of God, most important doctrine of Christianity. The second is the fact that Jesus Christ alone is the only way to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes to the Father but by me, said Jesus. And I believe that to the soles of my feet. Every Christian believer in it, going back into antiquity, since Christ died on the cross and we had the experience of the descent of the Holy Spirit in the upper room, has believed and understood that. Apart from Jesus, you have no hope. And the third doctrine is the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. He is the one who, if you have come to faith in Christ, enters your heart, teaches you what Jesus taught on this earth, and leads you to the Father. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children, the sons of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. 3 greatest doctrines in Christian history that separate us from the Christian faith, that separate us from everything else. And then the fourth is the reality of a literal Satan. My book starts with 1 John 5:19, ends with that. We're of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. Folks, I hope it's obvious to you that we are under a satanic oppression in this country. Our nation has gone from being one nation under God to one nation listening to Satan, particularly through the ears of a particular political party that's been in power too long, and those of us who've been distracted, unfortunately. Satan is a reality. We're battling him, and he's being expressed right now politically in our country. The fifth is the necessary leadership of men, the responsibility of males to lead the country, to lead their families, to lead their churches, and to lead their communities. And men have backed away, and one of the premises of my book is what great historians have found. When a culture becomes feminized and men quit being men, and there is no gender polarity, the culture dies. Ask 5th century Rome what happened. The sixth doctrine is the reality of the role of women in life. And I am married to the most powerful woman in the world. I know what the right role is because my blessed wife has demonstrated that for me in raising our six sons in the fear and admonition of the Lord and now helping to raise our 15 grandchildren in that same capacity. Number 7 and 8 look controversial, but it has to do with the coming Antichrist. We believe that the book of Revelation lies straight ahead, and it's another argument for another time, but we understand a wicked time is coming and that Satan behind it. And then the last is that Christian history is really all about the Jews. Human history is all about the Jews. And America, I flew in the Arab-Israeli War in 73, and I saw God preserve Israel through the U.S. Air Force. On May the 15th, 1948, Harry Truman recognized the State of Israel, and then war broke out in the Middle East. But it's all about the Jews. So that's the eight doctrines Cindy wanted me to tell you. So we're going to close it out, and on the backside, I'm going to talk about the three necessary orientations that flow from that. So come back. God bless you. Woody out.